Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial that translates geek speak into street speak. Sure, we cover all the latest high-tech trends and tech toys, but everything is explained in plain English. Who needs that gigahertz this, megapixel that, terabyte this? You know what I'm talking about. Or maybe you don't, which is the whole point of this show. Hot topics on Tech Talk include computers, great websites, television, cell phones, cameras, video games, GPS units, and portable media players. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that protects your computer from the ills of the internet. It stops annoying pop-up windows. Boy, I hate those. And makes your PC run faster, too. That's the free Windows Defender. You can snag it at windowsdefender.com. Well, today on Tech Talk, speaking of Windows, it's all about Windows 7. Consider it a sneak peek at Microsoft's upcoming operating system that is slated for an early 2010 launch. And as many of our listeners know, just after its official unveiling at the recent Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, computer users around the world can download and test drive the new operating system for free. It's available at Microsoft.com/Windows 7. Again, if you're listening to this show, maybe even online at CFRB.com, simply go to Microsoft.com/Windows 7 and you can download what's called beta software. So it's not the full version of Windows 7. It's not yet done, but it's open to the public for testing and feedback. And I encourage you to do so. I've done it. I've put Windows 7 on one of my laptops and it works great. So this show today, from now till 1, it's Windows 7 101. Everything you wanted to know about the next big thing in operating systems, but we're afraid to ask. Actually, don't be afraid, as we have the wonderful Sue Borden here from Microsoft Canada. She's in the studio with us for the hour to answer all of your questions. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thank you, Mark.
Sue has been on the show many times in the past. She's a seasoned Microsoft employee and has been with us for the past 7-8 years, joining us from time to time, talking about these sort of milestone products. And Windows 7 is definitely one of them. So, our listeners, you know the drill on Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions, okay? So we'd like to hear from you this hour with your questions about Windows 7. What would you like to know about the next operating system from Microsoft and perhaps how it differs from Windows Vista, the current Microsoft operating system, or maybe XP, or, you know, alternative operating systems? We want to really give you a plain English look at Windows 7. Or perhaps you've got a comment instead of a question because you've been playing around with this open beta for Windows 7. So those calls are great too. So let's open the lines to talk about Windows 7, and I'll tell you about our great prizes in a moment as a little thank you for calling in today. The numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 CFRB are 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or star 8255 on your cell phone. It's also free. That's star 8255 or star talk. It's a free call on your cell phone to have your questions or comments on Tech Talk today between now and 1 about Windows 7. So here's what we're going to do for prizes. The last caller of the show is going to win Windows Vista Home Premium. This is a $250 piece of software. It's got that Service Pack 1 built in already, so you don't have to download that. So this is Windows Vista Home Premium Edition, valued at $250. It's not the upgrade. It's the full version. And with that, Sue brought with her a couple of these great shirts. I'm a PC. You've probably seen this campaign already on the net. I'm a PC. We've got a few different colors to choose from. It says I'm a PC on it, and we're going to pair that with Windows Vista Home Premium for our last caller of the show. And also, we have another prize pack, the first caller after the 12:30 break. So just after the halfway mark of the show, we're going to give away Print Shop. Remember Print Shop, the desktop publishing software? They're back with version 23, believe it or not. I remember when I was just getting into computers in the 80s, there was Print Shop. Now they're on version 23. This is a quick and easy way to create amazing print projects. It's valued at $30, and it's from Broaderbund. And we're going to also pair that with an I'm a PC t-shirt from Microsoft. That's going to go to the first caller after 12:30. So let's hear from you. Anything's game to talk about Windows 7. Any comments, questions, beefs, let's hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. We're joined in the studio by Sue Borden from Microsoft. Again, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Sue, let's just, while we're waiting for the lines to light up, and I can see they're doing so quickly, let's just give a quick overview. I would love to ask you, what is an operating system exactly, and what is Windows 7?
Right. Well, an operating system basically is the program that lets your PC run all those great applications that you want to run on it. So it really just, you know, makes everything hum and sing on your PC.
Right. So it is, without question, the most important piece of software
Absolutely.
On your computer. Because without it, without an operating system, you can't do anything.
No, you can't.
And not only does it make your system, not only does it make your system run, as you said, and work all those applications, but it also lets you communicate with hardware that you're going to connect to your computer as well, like printers and
yes.
scanners and cameras and MP3 players like the Zune. That also helps you communicate with devices.
Right.
Okay, so it's kind of like the core of your digital home. So
That's
it's
right.
very important. So Windows 7 is coming out in 2010 or perhaps earlier. Can you give us an idea or a general overview? And throughout this show, we are going to go to sort of break down the key pillars, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But can you give us an idea of what Windows 7 is from sort of a eagle eye view?
Sure. I mean, it's Windows 7 is going to be an operating system that's going to allow you to do everyday things a lot faster. So, you know, things that we need to do every single day will pretty much be one click away, which is what I think is really important about the operating system.
Mm-hmm.
So really simplifying those tasks that you need to do.
So I've been running Windows 7 on a laptop that it's like sort of like my backup laptop. And because this is beta software, I know it's not final, but I wanted to take advantage of this free trial. And I encourage our listeners to do the same. Go to Microsoft.com/Windows 7 for a free trial of Windows 7 as it stands today. So I that's the first thing that I noticed when I installed Windows 7 is how fast it is. Even the boot up times of the computer are in seconds now. Like, I mean, we're talking very quick. And that's always something that's frustrated me. I'm at the airport. I got, you know, 5-10 minutes to work on an article before I board the plane. In the past, I've had to sit and wait for my computer to boot up. Not anymore.
Yep, I agree. I mean, I go through the same thing as well. I mean, I've got it loaded on my work PC right now. And I immediately notice a difference between the time that it takes to power up again and to restart.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk a bit more about the speed this hour. I've recently written an article, Sue, I think you've seen it, called 7 Things You Should Know About Windows 7. And speed was my number one thing that I was most impressed with. So we'll talk about that feature and many other features throughout this show. Again, we want to open the lines to you, our listeners. If you have any questions or comments about Windows 7, perhaps you've already been trying it as well. Between now and 1 p.m., we're going to take calls on the air. And if you are the first caller after 12:30, you're going to win Print Shop 23 and a Microsoft IM PC t-shirt. And then the last call of the show is going to win Windows Vista Home Premium, Microsoft's current operating system. And it's not the upgrade. It's not the $129 version. This is the full-featured $250 complete edition. Windows Vista Home Premium with Service Pack 1, also paired with a t-shirt to the last caller of the show. Let's hear from you. I'm going to give you the numbers out again. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. We have time to go to a call or two before our first break, Sue. So let's start with Lily in Milton. Lily, you're on News Talk 1010. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning.
Hi there.
I'm functioning on Windows 3, and I have difficulty accessing information on certain websites. I'll get a pop-up that says I have a trial version of Windows, and I can't access the information.
Hmm. Sue?
Interesting.
Yeah. Are you sure it's saying you have a trial version of the operating system? Because it could be a trial version of, like, the, you know, your security software, like your antivirus or... Because it sounds odd. The only thing I can think of, Lily, and Sue, if you don't mind, I'll
sure.
try to help Lily. With Windows Vista, you have to do something called activation. So once you buy the software, you have to activate it either by phone or online. And what that means is it's a means to prevent piracy, which is, you know, an illegal act of copying software and distributing it freely. So you have to activate Windows Vista, if that's what you're referring to. Is that not it, dear?
No, I have a Vista system.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But I have a Windows version 3.
I don't know what that is. 3.1 is the old operating
yeah,
system.
Yeah, that's what I have,
okay.
The old one.
Yeah, that's that operating system was well before XP. That was what, in the 90s, I think. Lily, I'll tell you what. You have email on your computer?
I do.
Okay, so my email address is techtalk@cfrb.com. If you don't mind, shoot me a note And explain to me your problem, and I'll see if I can help you out off the air, okay?
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Okay,
thank you.
And thank you for calling.
Have a
and
good day.
You too, dear. And I'm going to, so you know what? I'll help her off the air because we have to go to our first commercial break. When we return, more with Sue Borden from Microsoft, and we're going to take your great questions about Windows 7. Once again, just like your teacher used to tell you, there are no dumb questions on this show. Chances are, if you've got something on your mind and you're, you know, reluctant to ask it, you're not only are you not going to get the question answered, but there are other people out there who likely have that same question as well. So by calling in, you're eligible for prizes and you're going to have that question answered. So don't be shy. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments, but right now the time is 12:17. You know what that means. Time to check in with the CFRB All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Today it's all about Windows 7, Microsoft's upcoming operating system, due out sometime in early 2010, but you can test drive it now for free. If you go to Microsoft.com/Windows 7, it's a free, what they call beta software. So it's not quite done yet. And they're asking those who want to test drive it to provide some feedback on the experience. So they've got lots of time to make it, terrific software when it launches. We're joined today by Sue Borden from Microsoft Canada. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark.
Sue is here live with me down at Yonge and St. Clair, CFRB's HQ. To answer your questions about Windows 7, as a little thank you, I'll just remind you of what our prizes are today. The first caller after 12:30 is going to win Print Shop version 23, the number one desktop publishing software, speaking of software. And that's going to be paired with a t-shirt, an I'm a PC t-shirt. You've probably seen or heard about Microsoft's successful marketing campaign. And then the last caller of the show, just before 1 p.m., is going to win Windows Vista Home Premium Edition. This is a $250 software, and we're going to pair it with a t-shirt as well. Just a little thank you for calling in today with your questions about Windows 7. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area. Or star 8255 on your cell phone. That's also free. Let's go to Rashid in Hamilton. Thanks for calling, Rashid.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would like to know about, is there any specific requirement for this Windows 7?
You mean system requirements, yeah?
Yeah, system.
Okay,
yes, computer
Sue, that's it's a good question. Some issues with Vista, as you likely know, Sue, were that you needed a pretty decent computer to run the operating system.
Mm-hmm.
So what about Windows 7?
Well, basically with Windows 7, if you're able to run Windows Vista today, you will have no problems running Windows 7 in the future.
Mm-hmm.
My reco is to have at least, 1 gig of RAM,
mm-hmm.
And lots of hard disk space.
Right. And RAM is really cheap now, as you probably know, Rashid. And just to give you an idea as well, I installed Windows 7 on a 5-year-old laptop. It's about 5.5 years old. And I had Windows XP on it. And I went right to Windows 7. No problem. And I did have 1 gigabyte of RAM on that laptop as well.
All right.
So
thank you.
Pretty
thank
modest you. Minimum requirements. And you'll also see them. And thank you, Rashid. You'll also see those system requirements listed at Microsoft.com/Windows 7, which is the website where you can download the beta version of Windows 7 if you want to test drive it. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara is calling from Nobleton, Ontario.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have two computers running XP. I have a laptop and a 2-year-old computer.
Uh-huh.
I am not willing to spend any more money on a new computer that has Vista in it because of various things that I've heard and I've seen. It's very slow to load. It's very slow to run. Is Windows 7 more along the lines of XP?
Okay. I'm going to just disable the call because it's breaking up a bit, but Barb was asking, is Windows 7 more along the lines of XP, where it's sort of a fast kind of operating system and lean?
Well, Windows 7 certainly is a very lean operating system. It's going to be based off the Windows Vista kernel. But having said that, things will run a lot faster. I mean, as I said at the top of the show, I've noticed a big difference in terms of running Windows 7 on my work machine right now.
Mm-hmm. Some customers were frustrated with Windows Vista because you needed a pretty decent computer to run it. It's a little bit slower, and that's probably a trade-off because it's a lot more secure. In order to keep all those bad guys out of your PC, and it is a lot more stable and more secure than XP, it was a bit of a trade-off where, it protected, it was able to give you better protection, but because it but it slowed down. I'm really not articulating this very well, am I? Dwayne's laughing at me. Dwayne, come on, man. Okay, so what I'm trying to say, and I think you know what I'm saying, Sue, yep, is that it was a trade-off. It protected you better, but it ran your computer slower.
Yep.
But with Vista 7, for somehow, it's a lot faster, yet still offers you the same protection, if not even better.
Yeah, and there's okay. some things that we've actually taken out of the operating system this time. Like, we're not bundling some of the applications that you currently get with Windows Vista. So mm-hmm. Movie Maker, Mail, those sorts of things, we're actually linking you to Windows Live Essentials, where you can get those online.
Mm-hmm. And I like that about Windows 7, because it is really smoothly integrated with the online experience. For example, a lot of our listeners don't know that there's a free service online called Windows... it's called Windows Live SkyDrive, that gives you 25 gigabytes of free storage that you could take advantage of. So imagine uploading all of your photos to a password-protected online vault, if you will, and you can access them from anywhere in the world, so long as you've got a high-speed internet connection. And that's wonderful, because God forbid you've got a fire or a flood or your computer stolen, all those memories aren't lost. You can access them online. So services like Windows Live SkyDrive and Windows Live Messenger and Live Maps and all these great online, photo gallery, something I used even this morning to edit some photos. They're all integrated into Windows 7, and it's online as well, which is great. All right, let's go to Bob in Brampton. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just have a quick question. I just brought my PC back. I had to get my data captured and restored. What they told me was that my XP operating system was corrupted. So my thoughts were, and what I want to do is use my C drive basically as for my XP or my operating system, and then use my D and other drives for the data. Is that going to slow things down with respect to my operating system, number one? And number two, how does that work with respect to security? Does it provide a more secure environment for my data?
So good question, Bob. So that's kind of what I do. There are some files that you're going to need on your regular C drive, like your operating system and some other files. But then I do have different drives that I have an external drive, and then I have a partition drive on my main computer that has all my photos and music and camcorder footage and work documents and things like that that are important to me. And it does not slow down anything at all, and it does work just fine like that. If you want to sort of segregate the drives that you've got on the different letters, that'll work just fine with Windows 7. And again, it's much, much faster than what you're probably experiencing right now, especially with XP. You're going to find that Windows 7 is really, really speedy. And yes, to answer your second question, everything will be protected as if they were all on one drive. Good question. After this short break, we're going to go back to the lines to answer your questions about Windows 7, give away our first prize, and of course, chat more with the wonderful Sue Borden from Microsoft. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Tech Talk. Today's show is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that protects your computer from the ills of the internet. It stops annoying pop-up windows and makes your computer run faster, too. That's the free Windows Defender. You can grab it at windowsdefender.com. Speaking of Windows, we're joined today by Sue Borden from Microsoft Canada. Welcome back to the show, Sue.
Thank you.
And we are talking about Windows 7. This is the upcoming operating system due at some time in early 2010 that... will make your computer run faster, smoother, and help protect you and your data a lot better as well. We have an email from Steve who asks if, can you ask Sue if Windows 7 will be released before May 2010, and if you need to activate Windows 7 like XP and Vista?
Good news is, yes, it definitely will be available before May 2010.
Okay. So it might be about this time next year as well. Right. And activation is something we talked about before the last break. That's where, you know, you've got to either do this online or call a number just once to confirm that you've got a valid copy of the operating system. It's meant to prevent piracy.
Right.
So we could probably expect that from Windows 7, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Understandably so. As promised, the first caller who gets on the air after the 12:30 break is going to win a prize pack. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And the last caller of the show is going to win Windows Vista Home Premium Edition, valued at $250. And that's going to be paired with an I'm a PC t-shirt from Microsoft as well. So the winner of this prize pack, which I'll tell you about right now, is Jim from Mississauga. Congratulations, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Congrats. You've got yourself... Print Shop, version 23 from Broderbund, a quick and easy way to create amazing print projects, and an I'm a PC t-shirt as well. Do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, I'm running Windows XP, and my wife has XP on her laptop.
Uh-huh.
If we download the Windows 7 from that / site and decide, you know, we don't like it, can we 86 it and get back to XP, or is it like sort of a bits and bytes mafia, once in, never out?
Nice analogy. Sue, that's a good question. I don't think I know the answer to that. Can you uninstall Windows 7 after you install it?
Yes, I believe you can.
Okay. Yeah. Jim, I'm going to look into that for you just to double check, but I think I've heard this question before, and I think Sue's correct that you can uninstall it. But just to double check for you, send me an email, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll look for a hard confirmation on that. Congrats again to Jim. The last caller of the show is still going to win our grand prize today, a $250 operating system, Windows Vista Home Premium, with an IMA PC t-shirt, either blue or pink. We got a black one for Jim. And, you know, so we'll ask you what color you want. Let's go to Dan in Mississauga. Hi, Dan. You're on News Talk 1010.
Yes. I have noticed that Windows 7 is looking a lot like Macs. Why is this?
Okay, good question.
Well, actually, I'm not sure I can answer that question because I don't actually work on a Mac.
The only thing that I notice, Dan, this is Mark here, is that the bottom of the Mac, of your desktop, when you put your mouse across the icons, they kind of pop up and it lets you quickly access your favorite applications. Windows 7 does something similar. I think it's called Preview Panes. And when you put your mouse over it, it gives you some information and you can click. That to me is the most, you know, to me, and I'm not a Mac guy either, but that to me is the only thing that resembles a Mac, you know, feature on the operating system. But, you know, Dan, these days they're you know, Mac widgets, and then Windows has Windows gadgets. They complement each other and they look like each other. And if you have a Mac, you can also run Windows on it. But, you know, I think that, yeah, I think you'd be really pleased with this. If you, Dan, have a Windows XP or Windows Vista computer, download Windows 7, the beta, and give it a shot. You'll see it's a pretty sizzling operating system there. Let's go to Cizal from Toronto. Hi, Cizal.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I got a two-part question. My first question is, can you explain to me what's beta? And also, can I run on a separate partition, can I run this new operating system alongside Vista? That's my question.
To answer your second question first, I don't think you can partition your drive and have two operating systems running on the same PC.
Oh, I can dual boot.
I don't think you can. Let me look into that, and I'll have Sue answer the first question about what's beta software.
Sure. So beta software just means that it's, you know, it's ready for users and customers to test the software out.
Okay.
And it's basically your chance to sort of give us your feedback on what you think about the operating system. Mm. And you know, it's when we you know, take the feedback and really tweak the software and really get it ready for prime time.
Thank you.
Okay, and don't hang up just yet, Cizal.
Okay,
I found a website called vistabootpro.org, vistabootpro.org, and they've got some software and instructions on having a dual boot Windows 7 PC. I don't know if this works. I don't know if this is legitimate software, but if you want to check out the website, vistabootpro.org, you know, if you want to take a chance on this third-party software, it claims that it can help you have a dual boot interface. So when your computer turns on, you can choose if you want to run Windows 7 or Vista or XP.
Okay.
Okay, but I don't want to endorse software. I don't know if it works or anything like that. It could be,
you know,
laden with spyware for all we know, and it can do damage to your computer. But just so you know, I did a quick search on live.com and found that there. Let's go to Carl from Keswick. Hi, Carl. Thanks for calling today.
Hi. I got a question for Sue. I'm running XP in one of my computers, and I'm finding that every time I shut it off, I'm getting security downloads. Is there a problem with that? And can I solve that by running this, downloading the 7 and using it on it?
Sue asked me if I can tackle this because it's a bit more technical. I think, you know, what this is referring to are the operating system updates that are often released by Microsoft for both XP and Windows 7 that allows you to, you know, it automatically goes online and finds, you know, little security fixes and patches for your operating system. If it looks like it's not from Microsoft, it could be spyware, which is software that you probably inadvertently downloaded to your computer, and it's asking you to upgrade, and really it's just an ad, but it's making it look like it's from Windows. And if you click on it, it can lead you to some software that it claims you need, again, making it look like it's from Microsoft when in fact it's not, which is pretty common for spyware to do this to you. But the second part of your question was, does Windows Vista 7 do that? Windows 7, rather. And the answer is no, I have not had any security updates, but because it is open beta software, I'm sure there will be over time the opportunity to download updates to keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. And on that note, Sue, we do have to take a break, but can you tell our listeners when this free Windows 7 beta software expires? How long can you use it for free?
Until August of 2010.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, sorry. 2009.
Right, okay.
Sorry.
So this August.
My mistake.
Okay. So you can use it for another 7 months.
Yes.
Or 6 or 7 months now. Great. Okay. So we are going to take another break when we return. We've got lots of great questions to get to. We're answering your questions, comments about Windows 7. Let's hear from you if you haven't picked up the phone yet. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone, and you can win our grand prize by being the last caller today, valued at $250. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. The time is now 12:40. Let's check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. Everything you wanted to ask about Windows 7, but we're afraid to ask. Well, that's what we're talking about today on Tech Talk. It's really Windows 7 101, what you need to know about Microsoft's next big operating system, due out in less than a year. We're joined by Sue Borden from Microsoft Canada. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
Getting lots of emails as well as calls. Scott, Jerry, Mark, Steve, Carolyn, Crystal. One of the questions via email, Sue, is asking if you can upgrade Windows 7 from Vista, or do you have to buy the full version? Can you talk to us a little bit about the different SKUs available,
yep,
the different versions of Windows 7?
Sure. So with Windows 7, primarily there's going to be two SKUs that you'll see when you go into a retail store. Made it really, really simple with this version. So basically you'll have the Windows 7 Home Premium version to choose from, or the Professional version.
Okay.
And I think for the average user, I mean, everybody, you can pretty much just, you know, count on Windows 7 Home Premium as, you know, your system of choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you'll need.
So you could upgrade instead of buying the whole version as
right.
well. So it'll be typically cheaper. For example, the Windows Vista Home Premium that we're giving away to the last caller today is valued at $249.99, but the upgrade is $129.99. So we could see a similar sort of pricing strategy,
yeah,
like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good question. Let's go to, so just remind our listeners, anybody who gets on the air, if you happen to be our last caller in about 10 minutes or so, you will win Windows Vista Home Premium and an I'm a PC t-shirt, pink or blue. You tell me what you like. I'm not going to stereotype and assume that if you're a female caller, you're going to want pink. You just tell us. But in the meantime, let's get to other questions. Jean or Jean from Toronto has been waiting the longest. Thanks for holding on.
Hi. I think my question has partially been answered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running Windows XP Professional at the minute. If I download the Beta 7 and come August when the Beta 7 is going to be stopped, can I go back to the XP Professional, or do I have to move to the Windows 7?
I think... We were going to check on that, Archie, just to confirm
yeah.
that you can do that.
I can't see that, you know, not being able to. I can't see you being not able to uninstall that.
Yeah.
The only thing is I didn't install my XP. I had to take it to, I don't know how to install operating
mm-hmm.
programs.
Yeah, I understand. Gene, so I'm at techtalk@cfrb.com. I'm
okay.
going to look into this for a previous caller. I think it was Jim. So I'm going to look into that for him as well. So feel free to email me and I'll write you back with a reply, okay?
Will do.
Yeah, so I can understand your reservation. Is she stuck after it expires? She has to buy Windows 7. I don't think that's going to be the
no,
case.
No, I don't either.
You'll probably be able to revert back to your older operating system. Let's go to Maurice. Maurice is in Willowdale, where I grew up. Hey, Maurice. Welcome to News Talk 1010.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I have to apologize to Sue first. My question is, I have an illegal copy of Windows XP running on my laptop.
Well, I did not hear that.
You got full marks for honesty, I'll give you that. Okay.
I'd like to know, can I upgrade to 7 with the current version that I'm running, the illegal version? And I'm willing to pay for the newer version when it comes out.
Maurice, I'm afraid you're going to have to go and buy a full version.
Okay. Yeah, because you're going to need an activation code in order to get it. But again, full marks for honesty there. If there's one thing you should not be installing is an illegal operating system. That is like the heart of your computer. You want that to be legit, folks. That's like the most important thing on your computer. Okay, Maurice. Well, thanks for the call anyhow. Susan from Richmond Hill. Hi there. Thanks for calling News Talk 1010.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I have a desktop that has Windows 95 on it, and I have not upgraded because I was always scared that I wouldn't have enough RAM, and now that this new program, Windows 7, is coming out, what will that do to my computer?
Well, Susan, I think this is a great time for you to buy a new PC.
I don't think... sorry, Susan. Sue put it a little bit more bluntly, but I was going to say, I don't think that a Windows 95-based computer is going to be able to run Windows 7, because even though it has very modest minimum system requirements, it's not that modest. So you're probably looking at... that's like a 12-year-old computer, it sounds like. So I don't think... It's 12 or 13 years old, so I don't think you're going to be able to run Windows 7. It won't be enough RAM.
Nope.
So good question. But, hey, at least the good news is that you can buy a brand new computer now for as low as $400
That's
with
right.
lots of bells and whistles, a laptop with built-in wireless, all for $400, if not cheaper. So good question. Sue, before we go back to the lines, I just want to ask you a couple more questions about Vista in case we don't get to them. Excuse me, Windows 7, mm-hmm. in case we don't get to them on the air. So better compatibility is one of the things that I wrote about. Can you explain what that means?
Just being able to support more devices. I mean, today we connect our PCs to a lot of different devices, printers, smartphones, digital cameras, video cameras. And with Windows 7, Windows 7 is going to make your experience with these devices a lot better. Because basically what will happen is when you connect your smartphone, for example, to Windows 7, it's automatically going to recognize it. In fact, you're going to get this cool little image, this lifelike image on your taskbar. And from there, a little menu is going to pop open, and I'll be able to do things like sync my phone, change settings. I can go visit the company website. I can go and get support. So it's going to make discoverability of your devices and what you can do with them a lot better.
Awesome. I can see a lot of people looking forward to something like that. Hey, we got to take one last break here before we go back to the lines and then, of course, get ready to give away our grand prize. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Don't touch that dial. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Some great questions this hour. We're talking about Windows 7 with Microsoft Canada's Sue Borden. Welcome back to the show, Sue. And there's a lot of questions about this new operating system. It's coming out in about a year. You can now download and try it for free, what's called the beta version of it. If you go to Microsoft.com/Windows 7, and that's the number 7. So it's Microsoft.com/Windows 7. And, Microsoft's asking for your feedback to make this a great operating system. So we've talked about some of the improvements over Windows Vista. It's a leaner operating system that runs faster. You boot up faster. Finding your files and programs is going to be a lot easier. Very modest minimum system requirements. I've installed Windows 7 on a 5-year-old laptop. It works great. So improved navigation, better compatibility with your devices. Sue, I think we got to most of them. We didn't talk about, how it's more secure, but the point is it will be more secure to protect you from the ills of the internet. But I want to go back to the lines because in about less than 5 minutes, we're going to give away our grand prize today. Is that cool?
Yep.
Okay. So let's go to Rob in Toronto. Hey, Rob, you're on News Talk 1010. Hello? Okay. Looks like we lost Rob. Let's go to Wilf in Thornhill. Hi, Wilf. Thanks for holding on.
Hi. I'm asking the question because I'm in the middle of doing it.
Right.
Because my Windows XP decided not to want to talk to me anymore, so I had to recover it from the partition that's on the hard drive. Now, if this happens to me on Windows 7, am I going to have to recover it to XP again and then reinstall Windows 7, or is there going to be an easier way for me to remedy the situation?
Yeah. Well, if it's, I'm not sure I understand what the problem is with the message you're getting from Windows XP and why you need to separate the partitions.
It wouldn't boot up. There's a recovery partition on the hard drive.
Okay.
As it came from the manufacturer.
And you didn't resolve this before installing 7, right?
I'm talking about when I go to 7,
okay.
Am I going to have to install two operating systems, or is there a way to just do 7?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer to it, Wilf. Shoot me an email, techtalk@cfrb.com. I'll email a Microsoft technician to find out the answer, but a little over my head. I'm not sure I know the answer to that one. Let's go to Rob in Mississauga. Hey, Rob, you're on News Talk 1010.
7 beta, and I was just wondering if there's any special software to rip DVDs.
Okay, so your existing CD burning software isn't working, or DVD burning software?
No, I want to rip it to the computer.
Okay. Well, you know, most of these kinds of software are not legal, Rob. So when you buy a DVD or rent a DVD, there is something called encryption on the disc that is meant to prevent somebody from copying a DVD to your hard drive. And that's meant to protect the intellectual property from the film studio. But there are software, there are tools out there that are meant to break that encryption, but I obviously couldn't endorse something like that. The only legal way to do that is on some Fox and Disney DVDs. They have something called digital copy. And what that is basically you get an extra bonus DVD with the DVD or Blu-ray, and that is meant to be copied to your computer and imported into iTunes or Windows Media Player, and that is a legitimate way of making a copy of the DVD. But I'm sorry, I can't answer that. Somebody emailed me this morning saying, where can I find Slumdog Millionaire on the internet? You know, there's just some things I can't endorse here. You know, wait till it comes out on DVD. All right, we are going to go to Jane in Thornhill. Jane, you are the winner of the Windows Vista Home Premium Edition.
Oh, and tremendous.
And I'm a PC t-shirt. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you like the pink or blue shirt?
I think the blue one.
The blue one. You got it. There you go. See, I was right to not assume. Right. Jane, thanks for calling and for getting in on the air. Do you have a question about Windows 7?
Yes. What I wanted to know was if it's backwards compatible, and if it is, how far back is it backwards compatible?
So, Jane, is your question, can you upgrade from Windows Vista? Is that your question?
No, actually, I have XP.
Oh, you've got XP. So you will be able to upgrade from XP.
Yes, okay.
Yep, absolutely, so long as you meet the minimum requirements.
And what about my software for XP that works with XP?
You should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it should work with Windows 7. I've tried it on like I was saying earlier in the show, a 5-year-old laptop that had Windows XP. But keep in mind, when some people went from Windows XP to Windows Vista, some required an upgrade from the software company or the hardware manufacturer. Like, let's say for, I don't know, an HP printer, you might have had to download what's called a patch or an upgrade.
Right.
That might be required since you're missing that whole Vista step. So just keep that in mind, but don't stress about it. All the websites have these downloadable updates. You just type in the model number of your hardware or the kind of software you like to use, like let's say a CD burner, and it will definitely work with Vista, with a Vista upgrade, if that's what it's labeled. It sometimes is called that. So great question, Jane. You want to make sure your favorite software and hardware still works. Jane is our last caller today. Sue Borden from Microsoft Canada, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And for educating us on Windows 7, Windows 7 101, if you will. If you want to download it for free, you can test drive that beta at Microsoft.com/Windows7. That's a number 7. And check it out. Tech Talk today was brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that protects your PC from the ills of the internet. It stops annoying pop-up windows and makes your computer run faster, too. All for free, did I mention? Windows Defender, you can grab it at WindowsDefender.com. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next. A big thank you to Makai Taggart, our screener, and Dwayne Bishop, our tech op. Good job, guys, behind the glass. And stay tuned. You're listening to News Talk 1010 CFRB.